is going on, Swoopers? Welcome back to a huge Opposition Views with the one and only former Carlton captain, Anthony Koutafidis. How are you going, mate? Big game coming up.
Yeah, Luke, going well, mate. It's an always enormous game against Collingwood, and interesting to see how the two teams go. But Collingwood absolutely flying at the moment, and we're probably doing the opposite. So it's going to be a big test for us.
Look, we know that you've been a huge player, 278 games. You captain Carlton. Obviously, the 1995 Premiership. Can you just talk a little bit about that and what that sort of meant for you and for the club in general?
Well, it was unbelievable times when I got there, Luke. I mean, Carlton had decades of success and Premiership plays everywhere, and I turned up to the most incredible football club, but just great leadership around as well. And so there was like the standards were there that if I wanted to play senior footy, I had to step up to. And, I got pushed from day one when I got there. It didn't matter that it was my first year there. The guys there were just demanding. And, I went in there probably a bit, one of those kids that was unsure of what to expect. And, mate, it was a massive, massive jump from where I was to where it was there. And, I got taught a lot, and, I had a wonderful time. I struggled early on for the good first 3.5 years and never really cemented myself as a senior player. Even 1993, I was emergency as the guys played off in the grand final against Essendon.
Yep.
And it was halfway through 1994, I got dropped. And I really thought at that time it was the end of my career after played. And then 2 weeks later, I got picked to play on the wing. And that was 1994. And I never looked back from that moment. So I always say I timed it well for the greatest, year of my life, 1995, where we only lost two games for the entire year and then played off in a grand final. And I remember as a young kid, the grand finals every year, I could not wait to watch them. But as much as I want to play AFL, I never expected to be there one day myself. And so at the age of 22, 1995, there I was. And, we had an enormous win, we're up by 80-odd points halfway through last quarter. So we could celebrate a little bit from then. And Geelong kicked about four goals, I reckon the last four goals of the game. So we ended up winning by 61 points. But it was just the most incredible day. And what a time it was to be playing AFL footy, when I think the 90s was probably the greatest decade of football. In my opinion, I'm a bit biased, but I do think it was.
It's incredible what you were able to do, because as I was getting prepared for this, I saw that you started out with athletics, then your brother got into the Carlton Reserve, so you kind of followed him sort of after that. So you had aspirations to go to the Olympics as well and chose football.
Yeah, people had a perception that I started footy really late in my life, but I started at the age of 8. My mum and dad didn't want me or my brother to play, but we loved the game that much that we did. And so that was in the winter. Then my brother took up athletics in the summer. And I was a bit like, no, I'll just watch him. And I'll watch him. And I thought, I'll get out there myself. And I was quite a natural.
Yeah.
So then, I became eventually, when I was 14, Australian champion high jump. And then I got the, became an Australian 110-meter hurdle champion with an Australian record. So I had like two sports, but I was still doing well in football. I mean, at football at the age of 14, I got a letter from the Carlton Football Club to go down and try out in their junior development squad. And so, to be honest, I was a mad Collingwood supporter. And I often say, I looked at that emblem envelope, and it's funny because I still remember it. I haven't got the greatest memory, but I remember looking at it thinking, why can't it be the Magpie? But it was the emblem. But it was a great choice then, because they were just so successful, Carlton. So I was lucky that I sort of went there. And, then I played, under-19s at Carlton 2 years, and then eventually they offered me a contract. My brother, older brother Paul, was there as well, and he played at outstanding under-19s. Time there, but unfortunately he never got selected to continue on with Carlton and went down and played at Preston for about 6 weeks until he broke the scaphoid bone or whatever it is, that one in the hand that takes forever to recover. And so then he stopped playing. So that's it. That was a great early years of having that dream, and was able to, live that dream playing for the Carlton Football Club.
No, 100%. And going from, so you said you were a mad Collingwood supporter, so you obviously watched the 1990 Premiership there, and we'll touch on that in a second. But in a span of 5 years, would you have ever thought that from watching the Pies win the 1990 Premiership and that drought-breaking, bury the Collingwood's Premiership, in 5 years, you go on to the arch rivals, the absolute arch enemy, and you just win a Premiership with them? That must have been it just must have blown your mind.
Yeah, it was a really bizarre, Luke, because Ange Christa was a mad Collingwood supporter too, and he loved Dakes. We all did. I mean, he was God really back then. And, you know, Mullane, there was one regret I have in my life was not being able to play on Darren Mullane on the wing. And mind you, I would have been petrified. I probably wouldn't have slept, and he probably would have belted the hell out of me because he was tough, but just loved the way that he played. And I loved all the Collingwood supporters. Ricky Barham back in the day, loved, you know, Peter Moore, like all these guys, Michael Christian, just unbelievable to watch. And, yeah, 1990, I celebrated, and there I was, you know, walking around just thinking, you beauty, finally we've won one, because my brother was mad Carlton, and every year they would win and beat us, and I just, so this was like, yes, here we go. Then 1992 was the second last round of the year, and I was my fifth AFL game, and we came up against Collingwood at Waverley Park, and that was that moment there that I played against all my idols, and once I got off the field, Collingwood beat us that day, and as I went out that night drinking, all my mates, the Collingwood supporters, were giving it to me. Ah, you know, coulda that, I have the Pies, Collingwood. And then from that moment, I knew that was it. I became a Collingwood supporter, because whether I was still barrack for them or not, if we, you know what I mean, you just couldn't do it. So that was the moment then. So I blame all my mates, all my Collingwood mates, for comparing me to Carlton, and being Carlton ever since.
So you talk about, you know, versus Collingwood in 92, but then you played the most games against the Pies. You played 28 games against the Pies in your career. What can you sort of say to the rivalry? It kind of felt to me personally, you know, in the early 2000s stuff, when both sort of teams were bad, or one team was good, one team was bad, it kind of died down. And you can see, well, from my sort of point of view now, it is starting to really ramp up again. Like it's like the times of sort of like the times of old, sort of like the 90s. What can you kind of say about how you felt playing as a Carlton player against the Pies and that sort of stuff around that?
Yeah, it's funny. So when, let's be honest, 70s and 80s, when I grew up, I thought there was only two teams that everyone barracked for. And I feel like even when we had footy days at school, it was like Carlton, Collingwood, massive, like all the supporters. And I like other teams just had little bits and pieces. So I think all everyone in the northern suburbs of Lola Thomastown was majority was just Carlton, Collingwood. And that's what it was. The rivalry was enormous, and you know we disliked each other as teams. So. The build up to those games in the early 90s was crazy. Every day, you know, something in the paper, make the phone calls. It was just a different build up to any other game. And that includes Essendon, who are also our rivals, but nothing bigger than Collingwood and Carlton. So they're always packed out houses, everyone asking for tickets, and the media were looking at what was going on that week and the reports after the games. There was nothing bigger than Collingwood and Carlton. But then the Collingwood faded away. But there was still always that thing about Carlton and Collingwood. But you could see for the last, I don't know, 15, 20 years, it just hasn't been the same. And I think we got a little bit of a taste of it in the last round of last year, where you can see if Carlton can just get back up there, like where Collingwood is now, that you young kids won't understand what sort of things will be happening to the AFL. It's going to go to another level if we can get those two teams up together. And I can't even imagine if they were to ever play off in the grand final again. You know, the tickets and the demands. Yeah, I mean, everyone would be paying anything to go and watch this, you know, final. So it was huge. There was no bigger rivalry in football, I don't think, in Australian sport than Carlton Collingwood back then. And for all the young kids, let's pray, cross our fingers that one day, you know, not just Collingwood up there right now, but hopefully, you know, Melbourne too. So then we get to witness the real AFL.
No, 100%. And it's good for when Carlton, Collingwood, you know, even Essendon and Richmond, when they're all up there, it's good for football. It's really good. You know, like we've seen this year, you know, when Carlton were, I think they were 4-1 to start the season. They were up there, was good, the Pies and stuff. I want to kind of touch on, so the rivalry, you know, the Collingwood and Carlton supporters, we talk about it during the week and you know, we build it up and it's big and when they're playing and stuff like that. Is it as big in the four walls? I know you probably haven't been into that sort of football environment for, I don't know if you have or not, but when you were there, was it something that gets brought up, like these are our rivals, or is it kind of just play the game, they are our rivals, but shake their hands after or whatever it may be?
Yeah, it's more play the game. And I think everyone knows throughout that week who we're playing, you know. So it's not like the coach needs to emphasize it any more than what we already, you know, are focusing on. And that's really to get out there and beat Collingwood. But we always know they're big games. It's like when we came up against Essendon. I mean, they were the ones when you ran out of those, the race there, the football, you know, MCG, and you feel the atmosphere and the crowd. There's nothing better than, you know, playing against Collingwood or Essendon back in the day. And, even myself, I mean, I didn't realise how many supporters Richmond had until they started winning premierships. So they've been in the drought for a long time, and I never understood why Parko and some of these other coaches really disliked Richmond, because they seem to have been not, you know, I'm not going to say easy beats, but there was always like you could just somehow get over Richmond, and they weren't obviously. But before 1980, from 1980 or 82, before that, they must have been unbelievable. But I never got to witness it. So, you know, I think Carlton supporters, all the young guys who haven't seen Carlton play final footy, really still haven't seen the enormity of what Carlton Football Club was. And I think growing up, although I was mad Collingwood, I still believe Carlton were just the more powerful club. And I was envious of them because I was, you know, Collingwood supporter, and Carlton always could just produce something special when needed.
No, 100%. That, I mean, that's when they were really good, when the Pies were really bad. And you know, we've seen grand finals off played off against each other. Look, you touched on round 23 last year. Now, that was to me one of the probably the, one of the best home and away games that I've ever win. I know it was, you know, biased because Collingwood won by a point, but I think just the to and froing of that game was absolutely incredible. I don't know if you were at the G, but it was just absolutely pumping. And that's what you're kind of touching on when you say that we can get this rivalry back. That's where it started. How do you see this game on the weekend? Carlton, you know, there's a lot of talk in the media about where they are. You've got Vossi as your coach. How did you see the season so far?
Yeah, look, it has been great. I know looking back last year too, I mean, if there was a team you admired last year, as much as it is hard for me to say it, and I've got to be careful saying it to Carlton supporters, but I know there'll be none listening to this, but Collingwood were the team to watch, man. That was like, you know, looking at them just going, wow, they're playing good footy. And this year's the same. I wish that was Carlton playing the way Collingwood is right now. And so the guys started okay at the start of the year. I mean, they were winning games, but not like they were like, they weren't convincing, and then they've sort of faded off since then. And they've got a great list of players. There are some players that are down now for whatever reason, but hopefully, I mean, we know footy. I mean, I look back in 1998, we won the first game, then we lost the next nine, and then we almost made finals. I mean, we're probably the best team outside of the finals that year. So you can turn around in footy, but it's just the weeks are going by. So it's going to be a huge game. Collingwood are in unbelievable form, and Carlton's the opposite. But these are the sort of games that anything can happen. And we've seen it in the past. Even when we weren't great in my last 5 years, we weren't great. But we may only have won three or four games that year. But majority of the time it was twice against Collingwood or twice against Essendon and once against the whatever it was. And that was enough for the supporters to go, well, we didn't make finals, but at least we beat Collingwood and Essendon. So we'll see what happens this weekend.
Well, that's what they really say, the supporters. As long as you can beat Carlton or as long as you can beat Collingwood, that's a season sort of done. But let's touch on you touched on how Carlton have been this season. What do you think they need to change to kind of, you know, because Collingwood are flying. I think that it's going to be a closer game than many people realize. I don't think it's going to be a belting at all because Carlton, with all the bad press that they're getting at the moment, they're gonna start strong. They're gonna want to prove a point. What do you think needs to change?
Well, look, I guess there's quite a few things. I mean, we can look, you know, up forward, we've got two Com medalists, and, you know, Charlie's been playing good, and Harry's a little bit down, still taking marks around the ground, which has been great. And then you look at the midfielders, and I think their disposals haven't been great. They haven't been able to, you know, maybe not been able to break the packs and get clear kicks and handballs to set up play. So they're getting a lot of the ball, but probably not as effective as what they should be. And then defence obviously has been a little bit under attack. And, you know, it was hard having Saad and Doherty out there for 1 or 2 weeks or whatever it was. But, you know, they're back now. So I think everyone just needs a lift, man. Like, we've got to have a bit more care. It's not about, you know, just getting the numbers of possessions, but it's the quality of the possessions and the way that they get it. So hopefully they can turn around. They've been great in the midfield to be able to share the ball. And you look at the stats at the end of the game and you see, geez, it racked up a lot of touches. But when you look at the efficiencies, it might tell you a different story. So they've got to play as a team if they want to beat Collingwood this weekend. So it's not just one thing or two. I think there's the Carlton need to improve all over the ground if they're going to get over the, you know, the ladder leaders. It's as simple as
And
that.
what are your predictions for this game?
Oh, mate, you're asking the Carlton. Honestly, do you want me to pretend just because I'm Carlton supporter? I'm going to have to say Carlton, aren't I? Otherwise, mate, Collingwood's unbelievable, let's be honest. And Carlton's got a lot of work to do. And these are the defining moments and weeks for Carlton, whether they're good enough to play finals footy. And I said it last year too in round 23. at the end of the day, because you know he came to that game and I stood there and I spoke. Peter Dacos was on the thing with me as we spoke to the president's room and the Carlton and Collingwood rooms, and I said, "If Carlton are good enough, they win today. It's simple as that." And so it's on the line, and if they've got to be able to handle pressure, if you want to one day then go on to win a premiership as well, and they just weren't able to do it by 1 point, you know, and that was their own fault. They should have won against Melbourne. They should have, you know, they played a terrible game against Adelaide. All that build up. And that 1 point was costly enough for them not to be able to play finals, which is very sad, in particular knowing that they were in the top eight all year, you know. But the boys are trying. And never doubt that. I know as a player too. I'm not going to sit here and criticise this or the coach or whatever. And they're all going to work it together. And if I'm not playing as well, I've got to improve. I'm not coaching as well, I've got to improve. And that's how it works. It's as simple as that. No one's the perfect player. No one's a perfect coach.
No, exactly right. Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head there. Look, just before we leave you, I want to talk about, you said that obviously in 1990, Matt Collingwood supporter, you watched Peter Dacos, you called him God earlier in the interview. Nick and Josh absolutely thriving at the moment. What are they? How are they compared to their dad? You played against him and you watched him.
No, their dad was something special. Yeah, it's so hard to compare because these guys are brilliantly skilled, you know, and all that. But man, we talk about doing some of the magical things that only Peter Dacos could do. I'm not sure. Maybe the boys will come in time, but I have to be biased. But they're just unbelievable, phenomenal players, and they're just lovely kids as well. So they've been brought up well as well. That's a Collingwood's lucky too, because it's all right to be able to play the game good, but when you have respectable kids like they are, it makes it even better for the club. It's great for the brand. So I can't believe what Nick's doing. I mean, those sort of numbers that he's doing, he's a running machine. And Josh, I always thought, even years ago, I remember speaking to Pete, I didn't know if he was getting much of a go, but I looked at him and just went, wow, he's very skillful. And you know what I mean? Like, he had great balance, like his dad and stuff like that as well. But sometimes you get played out of position and whatever else. And then when you get a position that you love and you can thrive, and I found the same thing with me as well, then you can just showcase your full skills. So the boys have been obviously been played very well by Craig McRae, and they've just been phenomenal.
No,
And
they
remember this, it wasn't just Dakes back in the day too. I mean, he was God, but there was so many unbelievable players.
Oh, 100%.
I don't know, you won't remember Wes Fellows, but I remember Wes, like, he just, you know, massive. Like, he looked so good. And yeah, there were so many players. I mean, even Brian Taylor when he was there, Tony Shaw, you know, all these guys, that Renee King, Ronnie Wearmouth back in the days, so, mate, Peter McCormack, oh man, please. Anyway, I better stop talking to all those Collingwood players at
No, look, Kuda, thank you so much for jumping on in this lead up to this absolute huge game. I really do appreciate it. And thank you so much. And hopefully, look, if Carlton don't get up in the finals, hopefully you can celebrate a Pies premiership victory this year.
Don't know about celebrate. I might leave this out if that happens. All right, Lucas, there's people like you, mate. No, all the best to them. And if they do, yeah, I won't be around town, but I'll be, you know, no problem. All right.
Thanks,
Pleasure,
Kuda. Thanks, mate.
mate. See you,
See you,
buddy.
mate.
Bye-bye.
Bye.